LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, all our listeners out there in Radio Land in Los Angeles? It is I, Jennifer DeVoe, your hostess with the mostest for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and with my wonderful co-host and / husband, James Muse. What up, JJ?
How you doing, baby? How are you today?
Good, how are you? Anyway, let's not be all sappy like that today. Anyway, so starting off, we have today with us Eric Jeffries from The Hard Way.
What up?
Awesome. Great hard rock band, heavy metal. What do you got? What do you consider yourself? Hard rock or heavy metal?
Hard rock.
Right?
Yeah.
Hard rock band in Los Angeles, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. Just keep it real, as we like to do.
Right.
But we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to play some of the songs from The Hard Way. We're going to be talking about upcoming projects. There's a concert coming up this Friday night at the Whiskey, so we're going to talk about that. Lots of great stuff.
Definitely.
But one of the first things I want to talk about and address today before we get into everything wonderful is the fact that last Thursday, July 20th, unfortunately, the lead singer of Linkin Park, Chester Bennington, committed suicide by hanging himself. And severe depression. He left a note, kind of sort of ish, and it was just he was really good friends with Chris Cornell from Soundgarden.
I got a lot of opinions on that.
And Chris, yeah, we'll talk about the opinions in a second. Chris Cornell committed suicide by hanging himself in May. And July 20th, last Thursday, would have been Chris Cornell's 53rd birthday. So Chester Bennington, I guess, couldn't handle the fact that his friend had passed away
on
his birthday. But by taking yourself out the same exact way that he did, it's really sad because, I don't know, we got married in Linkin Park.
Yeah.
It's in L.A., though. But Lincoln likes spelled like the president, not like the band, which would have been cool. But then 5 days later, they commit suicide. That's not good. I don't like that. I didn't like that. And it was just sad, though. You know, depression really hits people really hard. I mean, such great people as Robin Williams and other people have gone because of that. What are your thoughts on this, Eric, about what happened?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as Robin Williams, a lot of people don't agree with this. This is my personal feeling. But, I mean, if you're going to hang yourself in a chair, then that's got to be more autoerotic asphyxiation.
Usually.
Than somebody hanging himself.
But he found out that he was diagnosed with the early stages of Parkinson's disease. Oh. And he couldn't handle that because he already saw what Michael J. Fox was going through, having had it for so long.
But he's early stages at the age of, what, 65 or 60?
Yeah, but if it hits, the onset of Parkinson's disease doesn't hit you till you're 60s or, like, older. It's
progresses
really
quicker,
bad.
Is that what you're saying?
And it's more, like, violent, more bad. It's really bad. And he didn't want to go out like that or be remembered that way.
You stop acting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Instead, why kill yourself
in a chair?
He couldn't handle not being him anymore, I guess, at some point.
Wait. Robin Williams was known about being jerky and his old,
one would think you could cover that
completely up if you want to be that manic guy.
I guess he just couldn't handle it.
Well, depression is rampant nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, fuck, I've been depressed for over a year.
I've been depressed since November, since I found out Trump was going to be president.
Oh, you don't even get me
since
started on that.
Fucking Holy elections, crap. I've been fucking depressed. And then in January when his ass took office, that's even more depressing.
He's fucking with the Justice Department. Justice Department's going to come back.
I can't talk about that because hopefully I'll be working for Republican candidate for Congress. Candace Camper for Congress.
Good luck with that.
So I'm hoping.
Let's have a few more rants first.
I'm kind of liberal. I'm kind of liberal. That's my issue. Where can I in good conscience and good faith work for a Republican? It's okay. It's okay. It's a paycheck. It's all right.
Now you sound like Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, exactly. It's a paycheck. It's a paycheck.
Yeah, take his job. Job's ready to fire him.
Sure, why not? I'll take his job. Fuck it.
Attorney General?
Couldn't do any worse.
I'll use Trump's money, too. Hey, man, what's up? I'll be friends with you,
too. But see, the whole thing,
man.
If he started tweeting bullshit at me, I start firing back on him.
Fuck yeah. I can tweet really? Like a motherfucker.
Trust me, I got a Don't whole list me, of shit I can fucking list about you.
Tell me I can fucking tweet like a motherfucker. I tweet up a storm. Even though you're only allowed so many characters, and then you're fucking shit out of luck.
Well, that's all
and
right.
And then you got to trail on to another tweet. And then another one, and another one. Because if you really
well,
have
as long
a lot
you
to
got
say,
a week, I got plenty to say.
Yeah, you gotta have to. You're gonna have to because you have to shorten that shit up. Twitter is a pain in the ass, dude. I gotta shorten all my fucking posts up to this little fucking thing because you only have so many characters.
Oh wow,
son of a bitch. Well, what you have to do is you have to tailor each one. You have to start off. Well, you know, I really like people to be covered with health insurance, but Trump is a dick. Because you have to keep it within 140.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes, you're right. It's 140. You're so good at this too, 140. Yeah. So what I did was I went on July 26th on at Jenny's Real Talk. Yeah. I do the short little things, you know, and then I went will be at the Hard Way. And I put both of your pages.
That's cool.
There.
Thank you.
And then I went, I just did shit like that.
And then put in Trump is a dick at the end.
That'd be awesome. And Trump is a dick.
And a dumbass.
And Trump is a dick.
And a dumbass.
Trump is a dick. He is a dumbass. Dick.
Dumb. Anyway.
Dumb.
So, okay. So this Friday night, July 28th at the Whiskey A Go Go in West Hollyweird,
yes,
California.
Hollyweed.
We love the whiskey. It's one of my favorite venues to see shows.
It's our home on the Strip.
Yeah, it's great, dude. It's great, and I'm glad that you're going to be performing there. So this Friday night, July 28th, will be the Hard Way. Any other bands besides? I mean, obviously Queensryche afterwards, but is there any other bands before you?
I know on the Whiskey bill, they've got two others before us.
Okay.
But if I know the Whiskey, there's probably five before us.
Jesus, you know, they do. They do cram that in there. They'll cram in as many fucking bands as
they
possibly
can. Yeah, people come
in
at 8 o'clock that are playing for three people.
Well, what time are you going on? Okay, so
we're direct
the hard
support. We're direct support. You're so direct sometime support. Between 10 and 10:30, we hit the stage.
Okay, so.
And then Jeff's right after us.
Okay, gotcha. So, okay, so the hard way. Hard way being on somewhere around 10, 10:30
I might
night.
Be able to go see him here.
All right, then
Then let's do this.
I'll get up at 10.
Pop over. We'll just. I'll go in, and then you come over as the plus one. We got.
There you
this.
Go.
We got it.
I didn't know. I thought
if
was
you can do it,
earlier.
You can do it.
10:30.
I could probably put the
over.
Ticket under your name.
Put one ticket under his name.
Yeah,
and,
there we go.
And then you know whatever. Huh. Yeah. I'm going to be coming over earlier because I want to see the bands that go on before you. I like to because a lot of the stuff I like to do is. When I'm there to discover one band, like a band invites me and I go to see it, I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. But I like to go earlier if there's bands before them, and I like to stay later if there's bands after them because I discover a lot of freaking bands.
You do.
ED.
You do.
Dead.
Yeah, it was good.
We're gonna have Dead on the show soon. Oh, and $11 Bills will be on the show too.
I respect the fact that you come down early because, I mean, I'm the... We load in at like 4:30 in the afternoon for sound check.
Right.
And then we have to wait on whoever the headliner is to finish their sound check.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're pretty much done. Sometimes they wait until the doors are open just to be dicks.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we played with LA Guns at the Canyon Club last month.
That's the one in Agora Hills, right?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go see Orgy there.
So
Friday
Phil
night.
Wasn't even on the stage, but Tracy and the rest of the band are playing blues for an hour. Nothing they're going to play that night, just to load up the time so they can keep the other bands from getting sound checks.
Oh, that's,
I mean, that's, you run into that a lot in this business.
That's a dick move.
You run into a lot of those dick moves.
I really would like to see the Tracy Gunn, Ellie Gunn's, his version of Ellie Gunn's.
It's really good.
I would like to see him. I was thinking about reaching out to him and saying, hey, what up? And
him and Michael Grant play really, really well together. Yeah. And Michael Grant's a really phenomenal guitar player.
I mean, come on. There would be, if there was no Ellie Gunn's and no Hollywood Rose, there would be no Guns and Roses. See what I'm saying? Because that's where it all came from. Those two bands, part of each band, merged to make the third band.
Tracy was there for a minute until they couldn't get along with Tracy.
Yeah, but you know, no, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it all came to be. Those two bands, some of the members of each one of them merged and made their own. I personally, I love all three, so I don't really care. I would gladly have any three of them on our show.
Well, back to my point earlier about getting there at 4:30. We load in, we do our sound check and everything, and then we'll go up to the Rainbow and have a couple of shots and maybe some pizza or some shit.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And then we come back down, and I'm that guy that's there for the opening band, and I watch every single act on the bill.
Cool.
And, I'll watch four or five bands before we play.
Right.
Just, I like to get the lay of the land in the room.
Totally.
We'll see how these guys came off, and if there's something in there that I really like. There's certain bands I've chased them down, and they're saying, "Oh, well, I'll just give you a CD." No, I'm paying for your CD because you're working for a living,
right?
That's the kind of respect you're supposed to present.
Oh, totally.
Right? And you're there to hear everybody.
Yeah,
and that's, granted, I have the luxury of being there at 4:30. I don't know if we call it luxury, but I'm there at 4:30. So I'm there to see every band, and I like to. That's one of my things. That's kind of my my show setup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's cool though. You get to see also what's out there.
You do.
What some of the new talent, younger guys.
Yeah.
I have Hypnostic. I want on my show eventually too.
They're good.
I love them. They played at the Whiskey. That's where I found them. There's so many bands. Mm-hmm. So many good bands out there that like the Hard Way,
and we're gonna
be playing your songs. But this Friday night, July 28th, will be a bunch of bands we don't know who, and then the Hard Way.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, bring it up on your phone. Let's find out who the hell's playing. Yeah. But we know it's a few bands. We know it's a couple at least. More maybe than we the Hard Way. About 10:30. We know how the fucking shows go in a goddamn ballet, especially at all the ones.
I'm pretty
over
sure
there.
we're going to go
all the ones over there in fucking West LA on the Sunset Strip. Sunset part is all it's crazy.
Oh, here we go. One of the bands, which is actually on tour with Jeff right now, is Kicking Harold.
Okay, nice. Kicking
I've
Harold.
Never heard of Kicking Harold.
Well, but it's nice to we'll discover
kicking
them.
Or kicking?
Kicking.
Kicking.
Kicking, kicking Harold.
I kick you in the face.
It's Kicking Harold. It sounds like he's kicking Harold in the face. Okay, what else?
Kicking Harold, and then Till Death Do Us Part.
Ooh, I've heard of them. I've heard of them. So I've heard they're really good.
I
would like to check them out. Ooh, I'm going to check them out. So I'll probably show up about 7.
Okay.
Because that's when the show is usually kind of, they start about 8 usually, I noticed. I like to watch how each venue does their stuff. But so then Jeff Tate, I guess, can't say Queensryche, but whatever, Jeff Tate, the wonderful front man of the band Queensryche, which is no more kind of sort of.
Well, he was basically the leader of that band.
He's the one that founded it.
He geared the direction of it and everything else.
There was a couple of people, like him and one or other or something that, Scott Rockefeller, I'm sorry, he's one of the most incredible drummers in the entire fucking world.
He's such a
drummer. I'm a huge drummer person. I love the drummers, but I love the front men too. And Jeff Tate is my second favorite front man in the entire fucking world. Number one would be Robert Plant from fucking Led Zeppelin, because that's my favorite band in the whole world. And Queensryche is my second favorite band. And I've seen them twice. If I get paid to see you fucking twice, you goddamn better believe I get in free this time, bitches. Woo! I'm just saying, Sam.
So my goal in life has got to be for you to pay to see me twice.
Dude, seriously.
Right. So what instrument do you play?
I'm the singer.
Oh, he's the singer.
Yeah, he's the singer, man. Yeah.
That's well, yeah, awesome. All the groupies.
Yeah.
Well, not in front of my wife,
not,
I know.
Not with the wife. Not with the wife. Yeah, not with the wife. Yeah. But that'd be cool.
Let me say some shit like that to you.
Right, yeah. Well, Jeff Tate will be singing Operation Mindcrime in its entirety, and apparently it's going to be an acoustic set, I guess, with some violins and some other things.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's so much acoustic as it is just kind of a different take on it.
Different take on it, okay.
You know, because, I mean, he's got...
It'll be interesting.
He's got, from what I understand... I've not seen you know, what he's doing right now. Okay. From what I understand, it's a different take on a lot of this stuff.
Interesting.
But it does have, you know, some acoustic stuff, and I think it does have some violins. I don't know if it's got some horns in there. It might be. I'm not sure.
It's going to be interesting.
It should be different. You know, it's getting great reviews.
I never got to see it when it came through the first time in the 80s. You know what I mean? Like, when the album came out, because I was a late bloomer on hard rock and heavy metal. I was starting to like it as a teenager in the 80s.
I was crazy about it at 10, so I remember.
I was like 13, so I would say, so that's what, 13, so I was like 1986, 85, 86 when I started kind of liking that stuff. More so 87 and on, like 14 and older is when I really started getting into all that. So, but Queensryche was always a big band for me, but I didn't discover Operation Mindcrime until like 1994. So it had already been out for almost like, you know, like 7-8 years.
Well, the first time I ever saw Queensryche, I was living in Boston. I was going to Berklee College of Music.
Excuse me.
And there was a show that was about, I think it was in Providence, Rhode Island. Mm. And we traveled to go see it. And it was Queensryche and a band called Coney Hatch. Do you remember Coney Hatch?
No. That doesn't sound familiar.
They were around. I mean, they were kind of like the Rods. You remember the Rods?
Mm, yeah, I remember them.
About that level of fame. You know what I mean? Right. They didn't really get too far. But they had a couple things that
band.
Were cool.
You're a C-level band.
Yeah. Like, but they were really, really good live.
Okay, that's, you know, cool.
What the problem with Coney Hatch is they didn't really write hooky enough stuff.
Okay,
that was really a thing. They couldn't connect with an audience. See, you know, I mean, they can with, as far as, you know, musicians, but the general public was a whole different thing.
Remember,
you know,
where Foxwoods used to be, over over near there. That's where I saw them play, Queensryche play the first time, 95, with Typo Negative, and Typo Negative's. Suck dick on stage. They were horrible. They were so horrible, and they didn't suck dick well either. It was really, really bad. It was sloppy. So atrocious. It was very sloppy. The drummer was off. The fucking everybody was fucking off. Like, I was like, dude, like, we're paying to see this, and you just like the everybody like, no, I don't know what the hell their problem was. They were all drugged out or some shit. I don't fucking know, but they were just totally off their game. They were doing. I remember Black Number One. They were doing, you know, Black Number One or whatever. And they were doing that, and I was like, oh, Jesus. They fucked that up. They fucked it up. I was like, okay. Please, Queensryche, come out. Please come out. And they hit the stage, and everything was wonderful after that. But, I saw him in 2000. I was telling you earlier, so I saw him in 2000 in Portland, Maine. And I saw them with Rob Halford. We had his own band in Halford that opened up for them. And then it was Queensryche. And then it was Iron Maiden was the headliners. So that was an epic show. All three bands were great. So I couldn't say a damn thing about that show. That was great. Got to hear some of Judas Priest's awesome stuff. But I've never been able to see Operation Mindcrime performed in its entirety, because by the time I saw them, it was already 7-8 years or so since the album had come out, and they were no longer doing that specific tour. At this point, it was the next album after. I was trying to remember the next one after that. Started with a P.
Empire, but the one after Mindcrime.
It was like Promised Land or something.
No, after
the one that came out in the '90s. I mean,
that was after Empire.
Yeah. No, it was all after that. Like it was like in the '90s. They were on that tour. They were on that tour. The Promised Land tour.
That was a weak record.
Yeah, kind of was. Well, they were on that tour, and he did perform a couple songs from Operation Mindcrime, but it wasn't that full tour, you know. So this is going to be epic to see it like performed in its entirety.
I was at Rocklahoma in 2008,
okay,
and that's when they did the Operation Mindcrime tour with a stage show.
Nice.
And you had Pamela Moore playing Sister Mary.
Oh, that would be great.
It was pretty awesome. And, you know, afterwards I was back, because I'm friends with, you know, the Tesla guys. So I was backstage, there was, back in Rocklahoma, back behind the stage where all the artists are, they have trailers and stuff where everybody stays. Mm-hmm. But they also have this structure. It's kind of like a saloon. It's all two befores, not painted or anything.
Interesting.
Two story. Bottom story is a dressing room, which Chase Freely use and Twisted Sister use and those guys. And upstairs is just this open bar. You just walk in, you just kind of make your own drink.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So I'm up there, I make a drink, you know, I'm out on the, and you walk out, and there's like a patio you walk out, and you can oversee all the backstage area. And when I walk in to go make my my drink, Jeff Keith from Tesla, they'd played right before Queensryche.
Yeah.
Right? And this is after the Queensryche show. So Queensryche's in there eating their food and their big, you know, aluminum trays, you know, whatever they get, the catering brought
like
them.
Like a trough.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
And so I walk back in there to make a drink, and I walk, and there's this really, really hot girl. She's like 25. Statuesque brunette. I mean, everything was in the right place. She was absolutely gorgeous. And she's leaning over because, I mean, you walk around and there's this little bar area. And you walk around the side of the bar and you go make your own drinks. There's a refrigerator with beer or whatever.
Nice.
And so I walk past and, you know, Jeff was leaning from behind the bar, leaned over, talking, trying to pick up on this girl. And she's like, you know, into it also. And I walk around and I'm standing next to Jeff and I'm pouring a shot and she goes, you know, and he's like doing all his best play and everything. She goes, "That's great. What band are you in again?" And I started laughing.
That's just wrong.
I started laughing. Jeff started punching me and I kind of walked away.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great story. And I reminded him later, and he goes, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Yeah, don't worry about it." It was embarrassing.
Nice.
That's funny.
All right. Well, I would like to play a song by The Hard Way. We have three songs. They all have awesome titles, of course. The first one is Diabolical Bitch.
Diabolical Bitch.
Everybody knows. Love that name.
My favorite already.
The second one is Flesh and Blood, and the third one is The Walking Dead. And they all have awesome fucking titles, so I'm down to play any three. So what we're going to do Dealer's Choice. What would you like to play?
Start off with some Diabolical.
Ooh, let's do Diabolical.
Because everybody knows a Diabolical Bitch.
Yeah, I know a few.
Me too.
All right, anyway. I think
I know the same ones.
I think we've dated. We both dated some. Anyway, let's go. here on Jane's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, The Hard Way with Diabolical Bitch.
All right.
Yeah.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
She's taking over one shirt. She's taking over the world, one shirt at a time. What up, Allison Mason? We're giving her our shout outs. What up, Allison? We're giving our shout outs, saying, "Hey, what up, Allison?" From Metal Babe Mayhem. So here we're gonna do our shout outs. All right, here these are our usual shout outs. We have Mimi. Hope you're listening. What up?
What's happening?
What's up? And then we got MZ, Clarissa. Who else? Christy.
Hello.
Attican.
Oh, Attican's. I don't know who else is listening, but there you go.
Jeff Tate.
Yes. If you're listening, Jeff
Shout
Tate.
Shout out.
If you're listening to Jeff Tate, you need to call in. 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. I keep telling everybody, call the hell in because, you know, we want to
anybody.
Hear
you can
from
call.
You.
Ask a question.
Yeah, ask us a question. Call, talk to Eric Jeffries from The Hard Way.
30% off tickets for yes. Friday night show with yes. Jeff Tate and The Hard Way.
Yes. Call up and mention on the during the live broadcast when you call in at 323-203-0815. And you can get, by saying The Hard Way, you get...
By taking
dirty.
It The Hard
sounds,
Way.
Sounds dirty. Sounds dirty. Just mention The Hard Way, and you get 30%
straight
off.
Up.
mention The Hard Way, and you get 30% off on your tickets for Friday night's show at the Whiskey.
Go straight down. Up.
So, yeah. So, join us. Join us. Join me, Jennifer DeVoe, your host for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, this Friday night, July 28th, at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Get your 30% off tickets by hitting up Eric Jeffries on Facebook, or I posted the number on our Facebook post.
Go to the Hard Way page.
Yeah, and go to the Hard Way page and check out everything. So there's our shout out period for the.
I hear Whiskey's going to charge $50 a pop the night of the show.
You shitting me?
I'm not shitting you.
Damn! I guess you better go get your tickets.
We opened
early.
Up for Dawkins a couple of months ago. They did. The
oh,
exact
I love
Dawkins.
I love Dawkins. Don Dawkins, George Lynch.
$50.
Love you guys.
Dawkins.
It's like Duncan, but Dawkins. Anyway, can't figure out this fucking phone. Fuck it. Anyway, we're doing. Oh, somebody calling in. Let's. And you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. Who's my talking to?
Marvin.
Hey, what up, Marvin? How's it going?
Good.
You want to talk to the Eric Jeffries from The Hard Way?
Yeah.
Is this the Marvin I know?
It sure is.
How you doing, brother?
Nice.
All right. How are you?
All right. Are you coming out Friday?
I don't think I'm going to make this one, but
that's not the right thing
show,
to say.
The one after Louis playing opening up for.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who were you opening up for after? I can't make Friday, but the next show there's somebody
that
else.
Sucks.
I think
we
you
were
be,
Metallica was
going to
be their headlining, and we were going to like be direct support. And I had backstage passes for you and everything. You can't make it. Ah,
for who?
Maybe next show. Maybe next show.
Oh.
Oh, shit, man.
Just kidding.
I went out of my way to set that up for you, too.
Right on. Well, dude, I'm glad that you're finally getting, from what I know of, this is the first thing I've seen where you've been noticed on anything, right? I guess you've been on LA Talk Radio before.
That's awesome.
Huh?
Yeah, I was on
Amber Lynn Show.
Yeah, Amber Lynn Show a few months ago.
Yeah.
But no, it's cool. You know, I mean, I like this place. Everybody's here is really wonderful to me, and it's really great. Turn down your radio, asshole!
All right, well, dude, I just want to say, Eric, I'm glad I'm hearing about this. That you're getting on something, anyways. Hopefully, I don't know how big this gets out.
I
but
was
hey,
curled
and the hard way. I gotta say, they are underrated. They should be up there with some of these bigger known acts. Really, Eric, you guys are that good, man. I appreciate you a lot.
I agree.
Thank you. Until Jennifer called me, I was curled up in a doghouse in my backyard, but she called me out, so I came on down. Thanks, Marvin, brother. I'll talk to you soon, all right, man?
Take it easy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
That's awesome. And
okay,
that's awesome.
Great.
Okay. We are off. There we go. Okay. So we're having fun today, as always. We had a caller. I'm so excited.
Yay!
All right. We reached our quota.
reached our quota. No, nobody else fucking called. I'm just kidding. No.
Yay!
You are more than welcome to call 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Anyway, we're going to play another song by The Hard Way, and it's called The Walking Dead.
This
sounds really fucking awesome, and like they should have this on, you know, the TV show, The fucking Walking Dead.
They've looked at it. They actually have.
Really?
Yeah, Tom
Glubick. But they didn't put it on? Why?
Well, Tom Glubick is the music director, and I've submitted over to him. And they've listened to it, and they've considered it. But, trouble is, dude. You know, it's got the word fuck in every chorus.
Can we edit that out and then resubmit? I'm just saying.
I could. I change it to loaded or something like that.
I'm just saying, yeah. Well,
that's like, artistic credibility. Will Jim Morrison do with that?
What? No, but...
Exactly.
But if you want to be on... If you want to get paid and have your song on the TV show The Walking Dead
A&E,
then why the fuck not?
I hate musical compromises.
I do too, but because I like saying the word fuck, and I listen to new songs that say fuck. So here
fuck.
We go. We're going to listen
fuck.
To a bunch of the word... We're going to listen to a lot of the word fuck in the next song. It's called It's by The Hard Way, called The Walking Dead. Enjoy Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. that was The Walking Dead by The Hard Way. That was freaking awesome. But a serial killer, fucking sweet. Maybe that was the other reason why AMC The Walking Dead didn't pick it up. That serial killer, this is about zombies. I'm just saying that'd be awesome though.
Well, I mean, we have a video out for it. It's all Walking Dead footage. You know what I mean,
dude? That'd be awesome though. Seriously, to have that song on that show would be cool. Yeah, but it's a cool song. It's a freaking cool. It's a song that should be on a movie somewhere. Like that song, even the one before it, you know what I mean? It sounds like Diabolical Bitch sounds like it should be on a fucking movie. Well, we're going to make
a contract.
You know what we're going to do?
Slash your film.
You know what we're going to do? Because I wanted to make our own, we're going to be making our own movies and TV shows and things like that. We like independent projects. We like our own shit. We already have enough ideas for things, but we want to make our own slasher film. And we're looking for bands like heavy metal and hard rock bands to be on our fucking soundtrack. For the movie.
I got some stuff for you.
So we like to use you, if that's okay.
Sure.
And we have, was it Dirty Machine and Slanderous? We're both on board. So we've got some really great LA bands that are hard rock, heavy metal. We're going to use local. We're going to keep it local, and we're going to just, you know, like totally...
Hit me up. I'll be more than happy to.
So these are projects we are working on for future reference.
Well, we got a few things off the new record you're going to like, too.
I'm just saying, No, that's a trademark, baby. Don't do that. Oh. No.
In my own opinion...
We don't want to get sued.
My own opinion.
That's your own opinion. That's his own opinion. He does sounds from a movie. That's his own opinion.
Chicka, wow, wow.
Yeah, and that's all. anywho. So what did you think of that song, T Dog? Rooney, Silent Giggles, aka Silent Giggles.
I like it.
Oh, and we miss you, Dave Navarro. The other Dave Navarro. I have to say the other Dave Navarro because it's, you know.
Una.
When the flan. We missed you the other Dave Navarro. That was my co-host.
Dave used to do the news.
He's on hiatus. He always did the news and stuff. But we'll get on board with that as soon.
Kind of like Jim Jeffries, weatherman.
Yeah, he's a funny co-host. He's a good guy. He brings us a lot of cool.
And
he's
now
a,
the he, news. He will Donald still be, Trump lied.
He will still news. Be a producer. He'll still be a producer on the show. But that's why I talked about Chester Bennington. That's like entertainment news. So that's like, you know. So, but
it's like a Family Guy, the weather guy. Yes. How's the weather like, Ollie? It's gonna rain.
All right, we got one more song we're going to play because we only got like 9 more minutes.
Oh, really? Already?
We got Flesh and Blood. This sounds like another awesome song.
This is off the new record.
This is off the new record. Awesome.
Be out later this year.
Nice. And we're going to have The Hard Way back on the show when they go to release it.
Definitely.
So it's going to be awesome. Absolutely. So we're going to play Flesh and Blood. This sounds like another awesome song that should be like on, you know, on a slasher film. No, sorry.
Flesh and Blood. No, it doesn't.
Flesh and Blood.
It's a little more introspective.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to this. I'm just kidding. Let's listen to this. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Flock, LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Home and goes to be.
That was freaking awesome.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice. I love it.
I like the guitar solo at the end.
Oh, yes. That guitar was great. But, yeah, I love the hard on the drums, the pattern that was in there. Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Joe Drock on guitar.
Yes.
Awesome. Our other guitar player, John Holt.
Nice.
We got Tim Luce on bass from Alcatraz.
Nice. Oh, Alcatraz. Yeah. Great band.
Yeah. Our drummer is Bobby Rock on these tracks.
Nice.
Lita Ford's drummer currently.
Oh, I love Lita Ford.
Yeah, he was in Vinnie Vincent Invasion and Hardline and Slaughter.
Remember a couple of kids, because Mark Slaughter was in Vinnie Vincent Invasion, so that makes sense that he would go on to be
Bobby
with Mark
was the original drummer for Slaughter. I mean,
dude,
for Vinnie Vincent, both
love
records.
Slaughter.
Yeah, Bobby's awesome.
I saw.
Trouble is, he's hard to book these days because he's always on tour with Lita.
Yeah.
That bitch is keeping him on the road.
Ah, that's awesome.
You know, but well, our drummer, because when we do shows when Bobby's out of town with Matt Starr. I don't know if you know Matt Starr from Mr. Big.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, Mike Dupke from Wasp plays with us a lot.
Wasp, oh my God. Oh my God, Wasp. I remember them in the fucking 80s. I used to love them. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
Remember, what was it? They did a song on the soundtrack for one of them weird fucking, it's not a slasher film, but like a horror movie. Ghoulies? They did a song for Ghoulies.
I don't remember.
Like the third Ghoulies movie.
I don't remember the third Ghoulies movie.
It was these weird creatures that came up.
I don't
remember the first one. These weird things would come up through the toilet and other things. I don't know. It was weird.
It was kind of like humanoids from the deep or Chud.
It was like a horror movie. Like, yeah, that was a good movie, though. I love Wasp.
Our drummer on this show is going to be it's somebody that plays with our guitar player, John. John Holt, he also plays in a band called Metal ABBA.
Okay.
Which they do all
ABBA. That's hilarious, but in metal.
But it's all metal, right?
Oh, dude, I want to see that.
And both singers, blonde, brunette, both of them are phenomenal.
I want to see that. That'd
and
be
this
awesome.
Drummer is, I mean, we were doing rehearsal the other night, and this guy's got like three rehearsals. We have a third rehearsal tonight with him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this guy, I mean, he's jumping into 64th notes and stuff.
Damn, that's like John Bonham shit.
He's unbelievable. His name is Jonas Streffer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Badass from Berlin.
Nice.
Nice. Jenny?
Nice.
So, I could be a buzzkill, but look at the time.
I know. Trust me. I'm watching.
Okay.
I'm watching. So next week on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, we will have Lord Paul Quigley from Hell's Bells back
the
show.
I remember him.
From the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
So we welcome back our friends from abroad.
All right.
So thank you,
Your
Lord Paul.
Entertainment.
Yes.
See you guys Friday night at the Whiskey A Go-Go, the Hard Way and Jeff Tate.
Come down
West
the Whiskey.
Hollywood.
Come see the Hard Way. Come see Jeff Tate.
30% tickets.
Yes.
Or 30% off tickets.
Yes.
818-632-2525. Call or text.
Yes. And we also have the posts up on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else for them to go and get the 30% off with you.
Definitely.
So we will direct everyone over that way. And thank
appreciate
you so much.
Whiskey
Eric
a Go-Go?
Eric Jeffries. Yes, Whiskey a Go-Go. Friday night, July 28th, this Friday.
8901 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood.
Yes.
They'll find it, trust me.
Yes. If they don't know the whiskey, they've
after
got issues.
Fucking 60 years.
Yeah,
there.
It's
Google
been there for
years.
Fucking ever. Google it. It'll come up on your maps, trust me.
Google
but anyway,
maps.
You've been listening to James Will Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We have had The Hard Way. Eric Jeffries, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. And we will see you Friday night at the Whiskey. We're going to have a blast, and we'll see you next week with Hell's Bells.
All right.
Rock on, people.
Peace. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.